This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening, America, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
They're the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of Reformation, and they are the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Fresh off of the road, where he has been churning up havoc wherever he may be. And I mean, when he takes a road trip, there's a bunch of stops. Joining us again is attorney Stephen Stambolia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
You tell me. How is it going, Stephen?
It's actually going pretty well. Got back from New York, went up there and argued a electric arms case, and did that. I think it's Tuesday, getting ready to go to D.C. For the bump stock arguments. The circuit court fast-tracked, expedited our appeal, and we've actually filed our opening brief Sunday, the day before I left for New York. And then the government files their brief on the 13th, we file our reply brief on the 15th, and we argue on the 22nd. So that's pretty fast.
Is that, when you say fast-tracked, is that a good thing? Were you looking for that? Or?
Yes, we requested it. And it's basically because March 26th, the bump stock felon dispossession day.
Right.
That's that day, so we had to get it moved quickly. And, you know, this just goes to show you. The courts can move fast when they want to.
Right. You tried to enjoin that, though, didn't you, to where until it was decided?
I did. And the funny thing is, so there's this thing called Chevron deference, which is basically a case that says, you know, the courts have to defer to an agency interpretation of a statute. Well, the government, in our case, didn't brief it. We didn't brief it because it doesn't apply in this case because it's a criminal statute, right?
Right.
But the district court, like, completely relied on this deference doctrine and basically said, yeah, you know, the statute's ambiguous and we're going to apply Chevron so they get deference and we're just going to say the ATF language is good to go. And she's made so many errors in this opinion. It's like, number one, Chevron doesn't apply. There's no deference granted to the agency interpreting the criminal statute.
Right.
Number two, you've just declared a statute that you've been prosecuting people with ambiguous. And now we have a void for vagueness challenge. So now we have all these other things that we're like, whoa, maybe you really didn't mean to do this. The ATF is certainly going to start, you know, continue to prosecute people under this now court-declared ambiguous statute.
Now, I was looking at everything. I noticed how you didn't get the injunction you wanted, the fast-track part. I gathered that was a happy time. Reading Stephen's stuff is hard for me because I'm not the lawyer here. And I was catching all that, but that I completely did not catch. So now, is that considered legal to prosecute somebody under some ambiguous?
Well, it raises a whole host of other problems. So we have this thing called the rule of lenity, which, okay, if the statute's ambiguous, the court has to construe the statute as narrowly as possible. I mean, so anyway, there's a whole host of problems that this opinion has generated by misapplying the correct legal analysis.
Right.
And that is what we have briefed back to the circuit court, saying, you know, you've got to fix this now. You know, this can't be the law here, because you're giving the government. We basically, if the court upholds this, let me tell you how it is. We have one branch of government. We have the executive. We no longer have the legislature, and we no longer have the judicial, because Congress writes the laws, the courts interpret the laws, and the executive enforces the laws. Right.
Right.
No more. The executive does all three of those. The court's going to rubber stamp something, and Congress is just completely out the window. They don't need to do anything. So let's just have an executive branch. I mean, our founders obviously did not think that was the right way to go, and it served us well for however many years. But now let's just change all that. Trump can declare whatever he wants. His agency will follow through, and we'll apply the Chevron deference, and we'll get whatever he wants to give us. I'm being sarcastic. It's really frustrating, you know, to see these rulings come out, and I'm thinking, you know, how is this so wrong? But we'll see what the circuit court says.
Are these guys making it up as they go?
I don't.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, let me rephrase the question.
Okay, thank you.
With a judge, right? Is a judge supposed to apply the law or make it up?
No. That's the big thing about, you know, you watch these confirmation hearings, and, you know, one of the big ones is Roe v. Wade. Are you going to apply stare decisis? And that just means, are you going to continue along upholding the precedent that the Supreme Court sets via its previous cases?
Right.
That's a big deal in the American legal system. It's a case that's been decided we can rely on because that guides our conduct, okay? And so they always ask, you know, these judges, are you going to, adhere to Roe v. Wade? Is that still the law of the land? Yes, of course, that's still the law of the land. What about Heller? And of course, you know, depending on which way you look, the conservatives are going to say,
did they ask about Heller?
I want to say they did ask about Heller because Kavanaugh in the district court, let me make sure I'm not confusing my cases here, in one of the Heller cases, he had some writing in that case. So they always ask about, you know, those types of cases, Roe v. Wade and,
right,
you know, abortion and gun control and all this other stuff. So, they always ask about those cases. And I thankfully didn't watch all of Kavanaugh's mistreatment by the Senate when he was being confirmed. But I did watch enough of it to know that I would never, ever go through that.
I don't get to ever tell my friends I know a Supreme Court justice.
I will never, ever be a judge.
Dadgum. I
mean, think about how many times I've been on shows like this. I mean, you have to go through and disclose every time you've written a post online or a blog post or a column or a comment. I mean, my application would be, it would look like an ATF final rule. So, anyways, there you go.
There you go. Well, nonetheless, I can still hope. Maybe things will change one day. I don't know. I doubt it, but
I
want to see what the next Supreme Court confirmation is going to look like, because I'm expecting
brutal.
That to happen just about any day now.
It's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
It's going to be brutal. And hopefully he picks Hardiman. Hardiman wrote the dissent in the Drake case about the justifiable need out of New Jersey.
Right.
And just wrote an excellent dissent about how justifiable need is unconstitutional. I'm sure there's other good justices too, but he just sticks out in my mind as someone that we could really use a good Second Amendment judge. You know, that's how I look at him. And I'm only looking at him from a Second Amendment angle. He might have some other bad cases that he's ruled on some other way.
But I mean, if you get a good Second Amendment guy, though, he's going to be pretty conservative across the board if you get a good Second Amendment guy.
That's what we hope.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's what we hope.
Coming up on the first break, you want to tell us what's going to be coming up in the next segment?
Do I want to? Oh, my goodness. I've got so much stuff going on right now.
Well, what's the next thing you want to talk about?
Let's talk about Mandalay Bay. I got some interesting stuff on that.
Oh, okay. Mandalay Bay with Stephen Stambolier when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
35 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
I got two guns sitting here that I'm just waiting on the rain to quit so I can go out and take them. Reformation and the PDWC-11. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to attorney Stephen Stambolia. I just watched a video today called The Fuzzy Math of Mandalay Bay. So I'm this is very interesting that you pop up on the same day. So what have we found out about Las Vegas then?
Well, you know, the FBI said I'm not entitled to any documents.
I do remember that. Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I appealed it. They said I'm not entitled to any documents again, and then I sued them. And and lo and behold, they are going to give me some documents. So we're in court, right? I mean, I sued them in D.C., in district court in D.C., and I get a letter in the mail yesterday saying they're going to give me, there's like 5,513 pages of potentially responsive information, but I got to pay for it. They want to charge me $175. So what I did is I made a copy of the letter and I sent it to the DOJ attorney. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is a mistake. I already sued you. I don't think I have to pay for the, when can I get these documents? Because they're supposed to send them to me in the course of litigation. You sue right. them. They produce the records. I mean, they're past the point of you got to pay for these now. I already paid the $400 filing fee and the $37 to serve them and all of that other stuff. So I just found it funny. It's like, oh, now I get documents. Now that the comment period closed on all the bump stock stuff and, you know, we're right up almost to the end of when this final rule is going to take effect. Now you're going to give me the documents that I need.
Yeah. Interesting timing.
It's not by coincidence. This is all by a purposeful design not to give us the stuff we need to make intelligent comments to the bump stock rule. And I keep telling people, this isn't about bump stocks. This is about an executive that's bypassing bypassing Congress and getting the court just to go along with it. And if that's the case, then we don't need Congress and we don't need the legislature. We just don't need them.
I mean, if that's the case, and I mean, this is a... I mean, for one thing, I know that a lot of people are trying to fight, you know, they're upset about this because it means that he could do this to any gun accessory because that's what the bump stock was. But now let me ask you this part. In order for that to work, if they have this regulation, if it's upheld, right, does that mean that everything has to be reclassified as a machine gun in order for this to be applicable?
With regards to bump stocks?
With regards to any accessory they might ban at any certain point after that, if the bump stock ban is upheld?
No.
There's a part two to this question.
Okay. They have declared bump stocks to be machine guns effective March 26th, which they can't, you know. A machine gun is a machine gun, always a machine gun, unless you break it the way that the ATF tells you to. So right now, if you have a bump stock, you're in possession of a machine gun. You just aren't going to get prosecuted, so they say. But they don't have really the authority to do that. But you're in possession of a machine gun.
But it's also one of those things that that would be a coincidental gotcha if they actually caught you with one of those things, right? They're not going to, like you said, they're not going to actively pursue you because they don't know who has them.
Well, they don't know who has them. But there's a couple of Supreme Court cases that says, you know, you can't rely on prosecutorial discretion. I mean, that's not the American legal justice system that we have here. It's just like, yeah, well, you know, we're not going to prosecute you for that. We promise. I don't really trust them when they say we promise. So yeah, but theoretically they're saying these are machine guns. So why not prosecute me now? It's just because it's an arbitrary date that they put on it saying that they're not going to prosecute until you have it March 26th. Than any date after that? No.
Now, with this ruling, will this mean that at some point down the road, a future president might look at a U-Haul rental where they drive into the bike lane and kill as many people, a terrorist attack like that? They might decide to classify cars as manned missiles or manned weapons of mass destruction to where they also could be banned? I mean, where is the limits to this? If you can get out there and say, these two pieces of plastic with that little hinge, that's a machine gun, and we ban it. I ban thee.
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting things that can be done under the guise of agency rulemaking. And all the court has to do is say, yeah, I see how the word automatically is ambiguous. Therefore, we're going to let the agency define a term in a definition. I mean, this is the most preposterous thing about this. They've taken the word machine gun, which Congress defined in 1934, and it's right. been the same since then. And they're taking terms out of the definition and then further defining the terms from the definition. I mean, it's like we're now two steps. Well, now they've created ambiguity by defining automatically as it modifies shoot in the definition of machine gun. And it's almost like I need a diagram to take with me to say, okay, this is a statute. Now this is what we have. Now this is what they did. Now they're defining this term. Well, they can just come in and define some other term. You know, we've talked about the binary trigger thing. It's coming up next. You know, people might say, well, they didn't get that. But yeah, they didn't get it yet. Just give them some time.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't tested the two that I've got yet, but I really need to put you in touch with the Franklin Armory people just so you guys can have a chat.
I know, man. The writing's on the wall. You know, the sad part is, you know, they've never inspected the rifles. I got my fourth confirmation from someone in DOJ that they still haven't inspected the rifles. The ATF hasn't. I don't know about the FBI. Maybe they'll send me some documents. But they actually have a video of someone shooting a binary trigger and a bump stock all in one. How do we know he didn't have those?
That's we've only got 45 seconds into this. I want you to explain the importance of why we want them to test the weapons. That's we need to get that out there. I don't think we've ever taken that step. So that's what we're going to talk about when we get back. There's certain things that Stephen and I have discussed in the past that I've just presumed everybody knew, but this time I'm going to get him to spell this out to you, because this is a tightrope with spikes on one side and broken glass on the other side. And unfortunately, they perched American gun owners on the tightrope, and most of us, 99.9% of us, it doesn't apply. Just it's not applicable like Chevron. So my guest is Stephen Stamblia, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 20,000 jobs last month. Now, economists were expecting right around 180,000 jobs. President Trump, though, is downplaying that report. Outside the White House, he spoke about the overall economy.
The unemployment rate just went lower. We're down now to 3.8%, so we had very good news in that. I think the big news really was that wages went up.
The president says it's tough to take in the scene as he visits the tornado-ravaged Lee County, Alabama. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were given an aerial view from his Marine One helicopter. Jake Patterson, the Wisconsin man charged with kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss after killing her parents, is reportedly set to plead guilty. Patterson wrote a letter to a reporter at a news station in Minnesota saying he has huge amounts of remorse for his crime and he plans on pleading guilty to them. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with attorney Stephen Stambolia regarding the bump stock, the looming bump stock ban that is what today's the 8th, so we're like 18 days away from it right now if it actually
gets to
stand. Yep. Now, one of the things that Stephen has been pointing out, and I've been listening to him point it out, but I've never asked him to explain this. You're saying the guns that were taken from Mandalay Bay were never tested. Explain the significance of them never being tested.
So here's what I've said that it seems that no one really cares about this, but I think we've got this rule that's come out banning a device that was allegedly used in Las Vegas. And I'm not saying they weren't used, but the ATF was specifically excluded from by the FBI from testing the weapons. The ATF, who has the primary authority to, you know, do anything weapon related, to inspect the weapons, trace the weapons, and do all that other stuff that goes along with solving weapons related crimes,
right,
were never allowed to inspect it. So, you know, we've got some rifles that you can put full auto conversion kits in, like a drop-in auto sear, lightning links, or something like that, and we don't know if any of those rifles had that in there. I also recently stumbled across a bump fire end binary trigger related YouTube video where they had both a type of binary trigger and a bump stock together. Well, I think it would be important to know if the guns of Mandalay Bay were either M16 fire control parts and right. just happened to have a bump stock attached to it. Because what a great way to have an illegal machine gun. You put a bump stock on it, you're at the range firing your full auto M16, a cop comes up and you just say, oh no, it's just a bump stock. That's why it sounds like that. It's just a bump stock, no big deal. Or maybe they had binary triggers in them. ATF doesn't know. Maybe the FBI does in their 5,513 pages of whatever blacked out documents they're going to send to me that they want me to pay for. But we just don't know because no one has said for sure. And if you read the court's opinion, the court doesn't even come to the conclusion. What the court says is, according to the ATF, bump stocks were used. Well, that's not good enough. You know, where's the evidence? Where are your reports of technical examination? Doesn't the public deserve to have the facts when you're going to dispossess 500,000 people of their private property? Don't we deserve to know the facts rather than some cursory three-page report that the FBI came out with and said, we just don't know why he did it? Well, there's more to that story. You know, they removed all of the media from the room. Like, this guy had cameras and computers and all kinds of stuff. There's one prosecution in this entire Mandalay Bay incident, and it was the guy that reloaded some ammunition for him, and they're getting him for manufacturing without a license.
Right.
Manufacturing ammunition without a license.
So in all what about all the reloaders that are out there that do it every day?
Ooh, I don't know. I'd be careful if I were you.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. So they never established the rate of fire on any of the guns in order to determine which were the ones he actually used then.
Well, here's my thing. I don't know what they've done.
Right.
And so I can't say that they have or they haven't. It boggles my mind that they would not have disassembled those weapons, done a complete write-up, a report of technical examination is their term. It boggles my mind that they would not have done that. I mean, why would you not do that? Wouldn't you want to make sure that, you know, they didn't have, you know, that they weren't unlawfully changed into machine guns, and then this whole rule is for naught, you know?
Well, I mean, don't they normally, like, you know, do an extraction of rounds from deceased people and then compare them to rounds taken out of various weapons to
don't
make
they?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, isn't that sort of a thing? I mean, I used to watch Dick Tracy when Warren Beatty was him. I thought they did that too there. So,
yeah, I, you know, I don't want to get too CSI on this.
Right.
It just
right.
seems like there's evidence, there's facts, there's conclusions to be drawn from those evidence and facts that we can't draw without seeing the evidence and the facts. And I'm like, put it out there. You know, the American people can handle the truth. We can handle the truth.
Sure.
You just got to give it to us.
Don't we get it all the time.
Them. Yeah. And so
we get it all the time on everything. Yeah. On every other rampage killing of this magnitude, which there's been two, three, we've been able to handle the truth. And this one just seems a little too conveniently for what they're doing now with it. It seems
yeah.
sort of convenient. I mean, I haven't figured out how a guy looked at a 1,200-foot target 400 yards away and said, this is my weapon to shoot. And I like it so much, I'm going to take 23 of them up there just like it.
I mean, so much of it doesn't make sense. And again, I'm not saying he didn't use one. I'm just saying you got to lay the foundation. Like in court, I have to lay a foundation before I just say, well, this is what happened. No, you build up to it. You build up to it. And then it's like, here's the evidence, you know? And, you know, I feel like I'm objecting because they haven't laid the proper foundation. And the court said, well, that was just the impetus. And that's a fancy word to say, yes, this is what led to this, them revisiting it. But it's really, it kind of is, but it's kind of Trump saying, I'm going to ban them. I'm
right.
going to write out bump stocks because I can. That's
right.
a severely dangerous precedent for any president to say, no matter yep. what side he or she is on, period.
Well, I'm not going to get into his motivation for it. With their supposition that the bumps. See, when I was listening to the rate of fire in the video I've heard of that incident, it sounds like a belt-fired weapon with one round of ammunition missing between every other round. So it's a very slow rate of fire. It's not, you know, I fired M16s and M4s fully automatic. I fired M60s fully automatic. M2s fully automatic. That had a rate of fire about the same as the M2, but that's a big old round, and it's a big heavy gun, and when the bolt goes back, that's a lot of weight being displaced. So that obviously was not what he was firing. But, you know, he was basically, you know, that was the dumbest way to attack somebody.
You know, I put in my briefing papers, there was an attack in, I'm going to mispronounce it because I don't speak French. Was it Nice, France?
Yes.
Where a terrorist drove through in a 19-ton truck and killed more people than the Mandalay Bay shooter did.
Right.
Okay. So it's not that you just take away the weapon, you know, the bump fire, and all of a sudden everyone's going to be safe and it's all going to be, you know, Skittles and rainbows. Because it's not. Someone that's intent on doing mass murder, he could have easily driven a truck through that crowd and probably killed a whole lot more people.
Right.
So,
well, he had airplanes. I mean, he could have landed one. That, you know,
he could have. Yeah, you know, criminals commit crimes. That's what they do. And yep. Now we're being punished. And I don't even own a bump stock, and I'm fighting it because I know that this sets horrific precedent later on down the road.
That's a bad precedent.
And I'll tell you, thank God for Mark LaRue at LaRue Tactical, because without him, he's fundraising and he's funding me to do all of these random cases that I do. Without him, I wouldn't be able to do this. Just period.
You should have told me this earlier. We'll have to have a chat.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I don't give him enough credit. I mean, he's raised probably close to $250,000 for me to keep fighting these cases, hire attorneys, hire experts, keep fighting. And I'm going to keep doing it.
There you go. Coming up on the next break when we get back, I don't know where we're going, but I'm sure it's going to be exciting. My guest is Stephen Stambolet. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. Buy a new trigger. I haven't tried it yet. I'm getting ready to try it. Hear what Steven's saying about it. So check them out while you can. Although, as long as there's people fighting for it. With Jacobson. Anyway, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Attorney Steven Stambolita. Did you see what Hawaii is doing in their General Assembly? Did you see what they brought up?
No, not currently. I've been kind of busy.
They have put forward I don't know how they would call it. They are going to vote to petition the United States government to convene a constitutional convention,
With
the purpose of repealing the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I did see that. There's a lot of crazy stuff coming out of Hawaii. They're about to ban all semi-automatic firearms, and my position on that is, you know, go for it, because I was thinking, where is my next case going to be? And that case writes itself, so try it. But the convention to repeal the Second Amendment, you know, I can't remember if I said this to you or someone else.
Right.
The Second Amendment, I don't want to say it doesn't do anything, because it does. But it's there. If it wasn't there, we would still have a God-given right to keep and bear arms. It's meant to remind the government not to infringe on our rights.
Right.
It's a command to the government. But if they took it out, they're not going to change my mind that I still don't have a right to it.
Well, the Founding Fathers thought of it as pre-political. So that meant it existed prior to any form of government here in the United States. So all they were doing was simply acknowledging that it existed and saying the federal government will not mess with it, which, you know, I see what the state governments are doing. I see what the federal government's doing. And, you know, their idea of the definition of not infringed is quite interesting. But
Seems to define itself, although I'm sure I could find a judge to say that infringed is ambiguous. And we would just have to differ on agreement on that.
Ambiguous. Yeah, I could see where that would happen. But anyway, Young is, it's stayed, right? They're waiting to see what happens with the Supreme Court out of this thing with New York.
Yeah, and that is just, that was the most troublesome.
But they have nothing to do with each other, right?
It's not, they're not, yes, it's not the same type of case. It's the same type of case because they're raising a Second Amendment issue, but it doesn't really have anything to do about open carrying a handgun outside your home. It's
right.
Whether or not you can transport a locked and unloaded handgun outside your home in New York City to another home in New York or to a range outside of New York City. New York City says no. It's the narrowest of issues that you could possibly think of. And I asked the Ninth Circuit to reconsider its order for a number of reasons, including that New York case hasn't been briefed yet. An oral argument hasn't been scheduled yet. So we
right.
could be looking at June before an opinion comes down. And then, okay, now back to Young. All right, let's get him up on his Thursday. And let's keep going from here. And then, how long is too long in a court? What, 6 years? That's Mr. Young's been in there for like 6 years, 2 months, and what, 22 days now?
How old is Mr. Young?
Time. Sir?
How old is Mr. Young?
I believe he's 70.
Yeah, that's an awful cavalier attitude, too. Awfully cavalier attitude for them to take. And with the justice delayed thing, justice delayed, justice being denied. But,
as Justice Thomas said in his dissent in that Sylvester case,
right.
The courts are treating this like a disfavored right, and it shouldn't be. This is an enumerated right.
Yes, it is. And see, the unfortunate thing, folks, is that Stephen and I mean, while Stephen's been in here, he's been emailing me and making music recommendations and all this other stuff. We talk about stuff all the time when he's not on a plane. And, some of this stuff, until a later date when we can actually embrace certain concepts, that sort of lays around. But, the sheer arrogance of some of these propositions, prepositions, all bills and all this other stuff. It's constantly, is it all designed just to keep us in court all the time?
It's designed to, I think, distract us from, just normal life. Like the Umberg versus USA case that I've got in DC again. It's trying to force the FBI to process NICS appeals. NICS, they want to take us to universal background check. Right now we don't have it and our NICS system is broken, but they want to foist a universal background check on everybody. It's the system can't handle it.
Right.
And I'm trying to get them to just process appeals now. It's taken 3 years to get appeals through. And the FBI has taken the position for any NFA, like if you want a suppressor, if you get denied by the FBI on that, they're saying, we're not even going to process your appeal for that. So you have no appeal right to get a suppressor if you're denied a suppressor purchase. Just period. I've got it in writing from them. That's their position.
Okay.
And without someone taking, it's like you got to take the fight to them. They're not going to, well, hopefully they don't bring it to me, but if they do, so be it. But I'm taking it to them. I'm fighting to, follow the law.
But that's what they're doing has nothing to do with law, because shouldn't Heller and McDonald be as settled a law as Roe versus Wade?
Yes, if it was not for the Second Amendment being considered a disfavored right in the court. And I'll give you an example. I was in New York on Monday and I argued on Tuesday. And the law in the Second Circuit, even post-Heller, is, well, if you have an adequate alternative, you don't really need it. And so we're arguing that you should be able to carry a taser or a stun gun. New York is one of three states that bans you from carrying either a taser or a stun gun.
Right.
And the judge, and, due credit to the judge, he asked the state, you're asking me to say that a handgun is a reasonable alternative to a taser. You're actually wanting more people to have handguns than less than lethal arms. And the state said yes. And I'm just sitting here shaking my head. It's like, number one, the state shouldn't get to decide what I want to carry for self-defense. It says the right to keep and bear arms. It doesn't say the right to keep and bear a handgun. It doesn't say the right to keep and bear a musket. It says arms. And arms, as Heller has described, applies prima facie to anything that can be used, you know, in offense or defense. Okay, so we're beyond defining arms. It's not really an ambiguous term.
Right.
So, but that's the state of the law in New York. I mean, the Second Circuit just basically looked at Heller and said, eh, they've got an adequate alternative to an AR-15. It's a regular semi-automatic Ruger 10/22 rifle. Therefore, AR-15s might be in common use, but they're not. They're, you know, it's a minimum burden on your Second Amendment. We've passed the shall not be infringed, and now we go to de minimis burden. It's okay.
Yeah, but who made that up?
Oh, the Second Circuit did.
Oh, okay. Well,
that
needs to be brought up, I guess, to somebody, huh?
No, well, the Supreme Court denied certiorari, so that's the law in the Second Circuit. And until we can get a Supreme Court that says this is the law, lower courts, you are bound to follow the law, uphold the law, or why do we need you?
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed. We're about to run out of time. So what have you got going on next week?
Next week is a briefing week. We've got the expedited briefs due in the Codria case. And then, of course, the Codria case. We got consolidated with Guedes and then the Firearms Policy Coalition case. And then we argue on March 22nd, and it's going to be getting ready for argument, making sure everyone's on the same page and going forward and trying to, you know, save the government from itself, if that's even something that can be done, because this is such a bad precedent, and they can take it and they can do whatever they want with it. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm trying to warn people.
Yeah.
Get ready. It's coming.
It's coming. All right. We're going to stay with you on this one. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Yes, sir.
All right. Coming up next, hour number two, going to be joined by Tatiana Whitlock, the weaponized woman. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.